Welcome to the Real Estate Espresso Podcast, your morning shot of what's new in the world of real estate investing. I'm your host, Victor Monash, and today we're doing another AMA episode, Ask Me Anything. But first, a thank you to our sponsor. International Coffee Farms sells half-acre parcels that are fully deeded in your name, and these are income-producing assets. They produce coffee, and you will get cash flow checks every month. If you're interested, check them out at internationalcoffeefarms.com. That's internationalcoffeefarms.com. We are back with another AMA episode, Ask Me Anything. Frank from Portugal asks, I've spent a lot of time investigating the Tampa, Florida market. I like the area. Intuitively, it seems like a good market, and it's in the top 10 fastest growth markets. How do I become an expert in that market? I've been able to find the median rents per postal code, crime rates, walkability, but the one I'm having the most trouble with is price per door. Is it just a case of putting in a letter of intent and trying to negotiate the price to match the cash on cash desired based on appreciation potential? Well, Frank, it's an excellent question. The Tampa Bay Area is a huge market. In fact, it's not one market. It's multiple markets split between Hillsborough County and Pinellas County, and each submarket has its own character. We're talking about a massive coastline, both on the Gulf side and inside the bay. I personally prefer communities in Pinellas County like St. Petersburg, Clearwater, Dunedin, and Venice, and even Tarpon Springs. Many of these coastal communities have a smaller feel than the large city of Tampa. Large cities attract a wide spectrum of both social and economic populations. Even in a tropical paradise like Tampa, there are bad neighborhoods. Your investment strategy starts with determining the asset class you want to specialize in. If you want to buy a portfolio of, say, waterfront properties and put them into a short-term rental pool, that might direct you your search towards, say, Dunedin or St. Petersburg or Clearwater. If you want to acquire C-class apartment buildings, you'll find many throughout the entire Bay Area. Remember, Tampa Bay may have a low median price. That doesn't mean anything when looking at a specific property. For example, the median price per square foot for a waterfront property is going to be completely different than the median price per square foot for properties that are two blocks inland. Real estate is hyper local. As a foreigner, you're going to have a hard time getting the best deals. You're definitely going to want to develop relationships with local people who are trustworthy. And that's really where the largest risk is. Good quality people make up a small fraction of the market. And even if you find a good deal, the wrong people can really mess it up on you. Whenever I go into a local market, I focus on finding the right people first. Deals are much more plentiful, relatively speaking. I find that market outsiders really have a hard time. They get the leftovers. And the best deals go to those who have strong boots on the ground relationships. If you want to have the benefits of the insiders, you want to forge the strong relationships with insiders. You can buy in an area where the numbers might appear to work on paper, but without the local knowledge, you could be buying in the wrong school district where the potential for appreciation is very low. One block further away and you could be in another school district with much better schools, much higher demand, and therefore higher potential for appreciation. As an outsider, it's very difficult to get that local nuance of an area and really understand those market dynamics. I'll give you a simple example. I partnered with someone on the purchase of a duplex in Chicago. So this is a Chicago example. It's not a Florida example, but the principle is the same. That duplex was 11 blocks away from the University of Chicago on the south side. And the property did appreciate, but only modestly. Had the property been 3 blocks from campus, it would have been a completely different story. In the end, I lost money on that duplex, and I wasn't able to attract the right tenants in that location. It was too far away from the campus to attract students. It's also my first property in Chicago, and my knowledge of the local market was insufficient. I relied on local knowledge, but my local partner was not high enough caliber, and I trusted him. I shouldn't have. It's one of those things that was a good deal on paper, but not in reality. If we had held it for a short time and maybe flipped it, we would have made some money. But as a long-term rental, it didn't make any sense. In the end, we ended up selling it at a bit of a loss. So I hope that helps. Forge some strong relationships. Figure out what strategies are working in that hyper-local area, in that submarket, and then decide if that's a good fit for your investment strategy, for the goals for your investment dollars. In the meantime, have a spectacular day. Go make some great things happen, and we'll talk to you again tomorrow.